Blog Talk Radio. evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining us on this holiday, this Memorial Day weekend. We have 3 days. We're here in Chicago where we have finally hit the 90-degree mark. So we went from freezing cold to super hot. And I was telling my sister over the time that, especially if my sister is talking like today, I cannot take the hot here. So y'all know I don't want to go to the enemy of our souls. I know I could not stand my soul burning here. So on that note, I'm going to say this Monday night, I am shopping at Nations of Poverty, which is presented to you each and every Monday night at 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Nations of Poverty, along with tonight, the very own coffee, the Nations of Poverty.
I hope they can hear me. Apostle Elect, are you there? I don't know what's going on. I hope she can hear me, but I'm going to call her one more time.
I can hear you, but you sound muzzled, so I don't know what you were saying. You sound pretty muzzled, so I don't know if you have your phone on speaker phone or what, but I heard you speaking, but I didn't understand what you were saying.
Well, I just took it off the speaker, but yes, I had it on the speaker phone. I'm sorry that it was muzzled. I hope everyone did hear what I was saying on tonight about our ministry that's presented every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I was introducing myself as Minister Sylvia Kaiser, as the host, and let anyone know that Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser was helping out with the ministry land tonight. And I just would like to ask you before we get started if you would bless us, the ministry, with a prayer to start it off.
Amen. Father God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that you are our Father, which art in heaven, and that your name is to be revered, your name is to be reverenced, your name is to be honored, your name is to be respected. Father, we thank you, for we also know that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for being our shadow of our Almighty. We thank you for being the shield and the buckler. We thank you that many may fall at our left hand or our right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. We thank you, Father, for reminding us to live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word, and not my will, but your will be done. Thank you, Father, for reminding us that the Father seeketh such to worship him, for they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, thank you for your word being Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you that your word shall not return unto us void, but it shall accomplish that for which you sent it. God, we thank you for your word is like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. God, we thank you for your word, God. For your word was in the beginning, and your word will last forever, for all throughout eternity. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the yoke-destroying anointing that you've given us. We thank you for the word that's coming forth on today, God, that it will be a rhema word. It will be a word of healing. It will be a word that will send us to that next place, that rhema place, that level in you that's required, God, as we mature in you and as we grow in you and as we learn more of you. Thank you, God, for teaching us to be teachable and yet to be humble. God, we are humble to be able to come before you to tell you how much we love you. We thank you for your agape love, God. We thank you for restoration and reconciliation. God, we thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas that she's healed whole and blessed, from our head to our toe, from the inside out. We thank you for the walking, living epistle that she's been to so many. God, we thank you for even our prophet, Antoine, how he's a prophet to the nations and how he always has a rhema word, a word of healing, a word of restoration, a word of correction. God, he brings us the word according to your will and your way, God. We thank you even for Minister Sylvia, God, her obedience to you on Smile 3E. God, we thank you for Minister Sheila, God. We thank you for our own Dr. Serena Wright and Elder Kendall and Pastor Troy. God, we thank you for the men and women of God as they walk in obedience to your purpose and your destiny and your call on their lives. We ask you on tonight, God, that everyone that would hear you on tonight would not only be healed, God, but they would be catapulted into that next place that you have for them. In the name of Jesus, have your way on tonight, God. Let us remember not only is the foundational scripture, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you, God. But in order for us to have the addition, we must first have the seek, to seek you, God, in all that we are and all that we shall ever be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. We thank you, Apostle Elect, for that powerful prayer. We just want to say again to you, thank you. So for those that are listening via Blog Talk, web, and even if some, if I don't know if the apostle is doing Facebook Live on tonight, but however you're getting the word out tonight, get prepared to be blessed on tonight by our very own prophet, Antoine Thomas. So, prophet, are you on the phone?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, I hope I'm clear at this time than I earlier. So I'm going to release the line and allow you to minister to the people as well as to myself. It's in your hands, man of God.
Well, bless the Lord. Those who are on Blog Talk Radio as well as we are on Facebook Live, been a while because of my work schedule changing. I've been able to do both. But in honor of Memorial Day, I'm not at work today. And to all of our armed forces, men and women, whether it be Navy or Army or Air Force, we thank God for you. Bless you for serving our country, for taking the time out to make sure that we continue to have the liberty that we so enjoy. And so we take advantage of this time today to get some rest and spend time with family, and as well as the opportunity to amen. I'll speak to Blog Talk. I won't hold you tonight. I know some are still maybe with family and things of that nature. But I want to share something with you that's been really, really heavy on me maybe the past week and a half or 2 weeks or so. Just about going after the things of God and seeing a natural manifestation of what God has for us in this time and this season. And that's been pressing upon me, amen. And so I want to just share some things with you, some things that God just kind of pointed out to me in the scripture. Matthew chapter 15:21. Those joining us on Facebook Live, I appreciate you. I want to ask you if you can share this, and pass it along. It's not about me at all. It's not about who I am. It's just simply about the word of God and what God would bring to your life and your house and your future. Father, I give you praise and I give you honor. Father, we share another opportunity with our Blog Talk Radio family as well as our Facebook family. Father, I pray that we have ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey, and the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. Father, you arise and let your enemies be scattered. And the glory shall be thine in Jesus' name. We bless you and we honor you in Jesus' name. I want to go to Matthew chapter 15. Bless you, Pastor Lacey. Hey, Brittany. We're going to just talk a minute tonight about I need more than crumbs from the master's table. Normally, I'm not, wouldn't put a title out there so fast, so quick like that on Blog Talk, but this has really been pressing upon my heart about what are we seeking for and what are we going after in the house of God. Are we looking for just a good feeling or just to say, hey, I go to church or I'm a member somewhere, or are we just seeking a title? And I think sometimes we are falling short of what God really has for us because our goals are too low. From Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21, and we give honor to Apostle Lex Cecilia Kaiser, to Minister Sheila Kaiser, and to our Apostle Sandra Thomas, and my own covering here in Florida, Apostle James Farmer. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21 is where we'll be starting at in just a few verses. It said, then Jesus came, Jesus went thence and departed the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she, worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered, said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it into the dogs. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. This is where you'll find that this is the beginning where Jesus begin to reach out to somebody besides the Israelites simply because they weren't accepting him. Not all of them. Some were, but the majority of the house of Israel were not accepting Jesus. The Jews were the ones he was sent for, but they weren't honoring him. And you'll find out, let me just say this with a couple of people who are listening online. Sometimes you're looking for honor among people around you, and the truth of the matter is you're not going to find it there. But we make the mistake of sometimes trying to stick around people that we know and people that we are familiar with. And the problem comes in that very day. They are too familiar with you. They know too much of your history. They know too much of your past. They know too much of your downfall. And they don't have the capability to look beyond where you've come from to understand where you are and understand where you're going. It's going to take some strong strength in this season to move beyond the people that you know. One of the shows I used to watch coming up, on Thursday night, we watched The Cosby Show. And after The Cosby Show went off, there was a show that came on called Cheers. And Cheers, the opening song said, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see the troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name. And for some of you, that's your problem. Everybody knows you. And they don't understand. They don't have the wisdom enough to understand what God has put on the inside of you. Oh, my God. Help me. I feel your power, God. And so in this season, you're going to have an Abraham experience, where God's going to pull you out of what you know to go somewhere and to become who he said you are. Many times for most of us, what gets us in trouble is a level of comfort. We are looking for things that we know. We're even looking for a battle that we understand. We want to look for something that we can already call out, things that we can already designate how it's going to go, because we want to feel smart. We want to feel that we know. We want to feel in charge. You want to feel in control of what's going on, but God's going to call you in this season to go somewhere that you don't know what the next step is. You don't know how to already solve the problem. As soon as you see it, you're going to have to trust him. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're going to have to trust him for what you don't know, and you're going to have to trust him through an outcome you cannot foresee. Hallelujah. God is pulling you out of your level of comfort. I'm talking to me too. Hallelujah. God is pulling us out of our comfort zone, because your comfort zone, you keep getting the same results. You keep getting the same outcome. And although it's okay for you because you know how to trust it, you're not trusting God. Hallelujah. You're not trusting him at his word. And God, in this season, is going to pull you out of that level of comfort, that level of knowing the zones and knowing the dangers. We know the dangers like the back of our hand. We know the outcomes like the back of our hand. We know what could go wrong already. We already know what the problem is going to be prior to even coming, because you already know the environment. And God is asking you to go into a land that flows with milk and honey, but also in a danger you do not know. And sometimes we make ourselves look like liars because we say we trust God, but then we won't move out of an area that we know. Pastor Lazarus Jones, going, I got to do my good teaching tonight. We say we trust God, but our actions don't say that. Hallelujah. Our fervor doesn't say that we trust God. We're looking for what we know. We're going to the car lot that we know will give us a car. We're going to the house that we know we can afford. We're applying for the job that we know we're going to get. We're trying to move in an area that we already know. You got to go out there and step out on God, and don't be afraid to walk on the water. I'm going to say it again. It's my season to walk on the water. I wish somebody would type that in or tweet that for me. It's my, hallelujah, it's my season to walk on the water. I've got to do something I've never done before, to say something I've never said before. I've got to reach somewhere, hallelujah, I've never done before. I don't want to get recycled church members in my church. I got to go out there and reach somebody who doesn't know Jesus, that doesn't know the scripture, that can't quote the scripture while I'm saying it, while I'm preaching. I got to find somebody, the biggest crackhead and the biggest drug dealer, the deepest alcoholic, the depressed. I have got to go somewhere I've never seen before to get something I've never had. Hallelujah. It's my season to walk on the water. Bless you, Jesus. Watch this. Jesus went to the coast and the tier of Sidon because the people that he was there for didn't love him enough. And you got to, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. You got to be brave enough. You've got to be brave enough to deal with the people you don't know. And then also brave enough to lead the people who got your same last name, share your DNA, came from where you came from. You got to be brave enough to leave them alone. Many times we find ourselves constantly dealing with people. Bless you, Sister Keisha. Bless your mother, Spriggs. Love you much. We find ourselves so fearful about leaving the people that we've known so long. And then, oh, God, help me, I got to go here. Sometimes we find ourselves in ungodly obligations. We find ourselves, bless you, Prophetess Scales, we find ourselves in situations where I got to do this for this person because they did this for me or they did that for me, and you won't leave them people alone because you feel obligated to them. But you have not said, Lord, is this the time where I have to leave them alone? Is this the time I have to separate myself? Because you will qualify people in your life for seasons that they are not ready for. Okay, y'all don't like me. Okay, I got you. I lost some thumbs in right here. Usually, the places that Jesus was going with dealing with this woman were places that would normally shut down to him. And some writers would actually even say that this woman was being opportunistic, because had not Jesus come there, she would not have went to him. And sometimes the thing is, you have to find yourself in a place where you're saying, Lord, would I have prayed for this had I not been in this trouble? Would I had worshiped like this had I not been in this situation? Because it's easy to go after God when you've got no other choice but to do so. But can you trust him in an area that you're not being forced to do? Because you could very well stay exactly where you are and everything would be okay. But you will never reach the full potential of what God has said for you as long as you stay where you are. I got to move. Because it's easy to have the word nigh you, but those who will go after the word, hallelujah, who will go after the word will receive the miracle,
they'll receive the overflow. They'll receive the blessing. Because, bless you, Elder Shelton, hey, cuzzo, because it's easy to say, I'll get healed as long as I'm by the side of the pool. But will you dive in? Will you go beyond where your level of comfort is? You've got to, in this season, you've got to come out of your comfort zone. Here we have a mother crying, and I promise you, almost done. We have a mother crying out for her daughter. I want to ask the parents on here. Are you still crying out for your children? Hallelujah. My prayer of today, earlier today, I got on my and I was praying before the Lord and asking God, God, teach me how to pull out of my children what you've already given them. Hallelujah. I don't want to just be a parent that's just about discipline, but I know through the lineage and through the bloodline, there are gifts and callings in my children, hallelujah, that came from their grandmother, that came from their great-grandmother, that came from their grandfathers, that came from their aunts and their uncles, that came even out of their mother, their father. There are things on the inside of your children that you can't let die. Oh, my God, today. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Don't just settle for your children going to church. Don't just settle for them being a part of the praise team or on the dance team or being in the choir or just simply playing an instrument. But ask God to teach you how to stir up the gift that lies on the inside of them. You got a prophet in your house. You got a pastor in your house. You got a bishop in your house. You got an apostolic call in your house. You got a dancer. You got an evangelist in your house. And they need you. They absolutely, positively need you to stir that gift up in them early. Hallelujah. They can't wait until they get our age or in their 30s and their 40s and their 50s to be used by God. They need somebody. Somebody needs them in their elementary school, in kindergarten, in junior high, in high school, in college, on the playground, at the store, at the mall. They need them. They need your child to walk in their calling, because if they don't, they'll die. If they don't, they'll commit suicide. If they don't, they'll go in somebody else's school and shoot up the neighborhood. Because you need to go there and say, God, teach me how to stir up the gift in my child. Father, I cannot let my child die. Because our children need us like never before. Almost every week there's a new school shooting. Almost every day there's a child dying by gunshots. Almost every day there's a child committing suicide, some child trying to commit suicide, laid up in the hospital doing one thing or another because we're just having church. The only time we talk to them is on Youth Sunday. The only time that we pour into them is on the fifth Sunday of the month or the last Sunday of the summertime because they're getting ready to go back to school. Our children need more than a program. They need more than just a youth Sunday. They need more than just one youth revival at the end of the summer because they go back to school where you had them book bags and pencils. They got book bags and pencils, but no Jesus. Erasers, but no Holy Ghost. Calculators, but no guiding. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. They got new clothes, but no Spirit of God in them. Come on, parents. We've got to come alive. Teach your children how to pray. Teach your children how to go after God. Teach your children how to travail. Don't just let them go to church. Don't just let them go to church. But allow them to know that what God has put on the inside of them before the foundation of the world. The reason they're here is because God wanted them here. Hallelujah. They can be young and still be used. I was leading praise and worship at the age of 10 years old. Hallelujah. Your kids can do it now. Are you still praying for your child? Are you praying with your child? Are you teaching your child how to pray? Hallelujah. She came with a determination that my daughter may be possessed, but you're still my daughter. And I refuse to leave you like this. Hallelujah. You got to make up in your mind, I refuse to leave my child in the hand of darkness, in the hand of sin, in the guidance of this natural world. That's right, Sister Harris, Evangelist Harris, they are vessels. They can be used now. Hallelujah. They can be used now. called him the son of David. In other words, she was recognizing him as the Messiah. She was also recognizing him as the Messiah and taking ownership of the promise. And so here it is, when I take hold of the promise, that means, hallelujah, it's now mine to take possession of the promise. As, what's the promise? Healing the children's bread. What's the promise? Be in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What's the promise? God, my God shall supply all of my needs according to the riches of glory. There are many promises within the word, but she grabbed a hold of the promise. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging bread. What are you grabbing a hold to? Y'all, my apostles on the line, I got to do some good teaching tonight, or he's going to fire me. She had to grab a hold of the promise. What are you grabbing a hold to? Is your conversation more about your problem than your promise? You got to watch your conversation. We are so quick to complain and to put on Front Street what's going wrong and what the problem is and what's not going right and what the enemy tried and what is going wrong in society. What did God say? What did God say? The spirit of death and murder is not just in the land because somebody's picking up a gun. It's happening because we are murdering their future. We're murdering promise because we won't grab a hold of it. We'll settle for a good bump and shout in church where we had a show, had a good time, but nothing happens after Sunday service. Nothing happens after the program when the preacher gives the benediction. You gave the benediction on the promise. Let me move. Y'all don't like me tonight. She was also grabbing hold of the prophecies that were foretold before they came. This is what our faith fastened to. I heard somebody say, hey, he's a healer. And my faith fastened to that. You got to find yourself in a place where you fasten your faith to the promise and not the situation and not to your own capabilities and not what somebody told you. Now, some of y'all ain't going to like this. Just because God didn't do it for them don't mean he won't do it for you. And sometimes we're looking at somebody else's struggle and somebody else's problem, and we've taken that as law. But I can serve a God that has no respect of men. Let me close. Let me get out of here. She only came for the healing of her daughter. So I'm just saying, prophet, how was this about crumbs? Because her daughter being healed is a great thing. Yes, but she was willing to settle for just for that. She was willing to only leave there with her daughter being healed or delivered from those spirits, not to know Christ, because she came there not knowing him, had no idea of who he really was. All she knew was he could do it. And, beloved, I want to tell you, don't just settle for that he can do it. Settle for knowing him. Get to know him. Draw closer to him. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The problem is you're looking for the things. And not when you get to know God, he'll take care, hallelujah, he'll take care of everything else. Hallelujah. Bless you, Apostle Taylor. If you get to know God, he'll make sure that you know what to do with your children. Hallelujah. He'll make sure that you make the right moves. He'll cause you to be a good steward over your money. He'll cause you to walk into the anointing of your life. But if you seek God first, stop seeking his hand and seek his faith. Hallelujah. I hear you, Apostle Farmer, loud and clear. Hallelujah. Seek his faith. Don't seek his hand. Hallelujah. If you seek his faith, hallelujah, he'll touch you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. He'll touch you only where he can reach, and he'll say what only he can say, and he'll do what only he can do. Seek his face tonight. Don't just settle for his hand. Hallelujah. Don't just settle for his hand. Seek his face. Hallelujah. There's a songwriter, I believe it was the Beatles. It said, when I saw your face, now I'm a believer. And I couldn't leave her if I tried. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If once you see his face, you won't be able to turn around. Once you see his face, you won't be able to sin. You won't be able to turn your back on him. Hallelujah. If you seek his face, seek his face. That's what the miracle is. You're just getting a blessing, but God wants to give you a miracle. You keep seeking and healing, but God wants to make you whole. Hallelujah. You're seeking for God to pay a bill, and he wants to make you rich beyond your wildest dreams, but you can't get that from the hand. You got to seek the faith. Hallelujah. And watch this. I want to show you something. She didn't know Jesus. She had no relationship with him, had not previously talked to him, but her faith got her beyond. Her faith made Jesus keep talking to her. If you notice, he didn't walk away. She came the first time and Jesus didn't say a word. Told her, I ain't come for you. She went to talking again. He told her, look here, it's not good for me to get a meat or the mashed table on the dog. Jesus called her a dog. A dog. A dog, Dr. Wright. He called her a dog. How many of you would have stayed in church if your pastor called you a dog? How many of you would have kept your membership if the pastor called you a dog? I ain't got no help around here. I lost all my thumbs. How many of you would have stayed right there if your pastor on Sunday morning called you a dog? This is my problem with some of the new church. You don't want the pastor to call your name out. You don't want the pastor to openly rebuke you because you said that there ain't no love right there. Hey, Sheree, I was looking. You don't want the pastor to call your name out. Excuse me. You don't want the pastor to call your sin out. You want the pastor to tell you that you're going to hell. Jesus called her a dog. D-O-G. Dog. But yet she persistently sought after him for what she desired. You better get beyond your little feelings. You better get beyond what's hurting you. I'm sick of this church foolishness. The church didn't hurt you. Some joker in the church hurt you. And that joker ain't the church. Stop passing this foolishness on. Stop passing this these colloquialisms on. Church hurt. The church ain't hurt you. The church ain't hurt you at all. Bless you, Prophet Lonnie Davis. Got too many heavy hitters on there. I want to tag these folk in. The church didn't hurt you. Stop saying I had church hurt. No, some joker that you aligned yourself with in the church hurt you. You went to church because of God. You walk in the building because you need God. Hallelujah. You walked in the building because there was something you needed inside that building that you could not get somewhere else. And if you get your mind and your emotions off them people and focus in on God, the church, you wouldn't have no church hurt. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus called her a dog. Now, if she didn't cry out, church hurt, neither should you. So what, they talked about you. So what, they misused you. They did it to Jesus. What makes you think that somebody ain't going to talk about you? The same people that rode with Jesus, denied him, betrayed him, and set him up to die. What makes you think that you're going to walk in church and just because it's a church that you ain't going to experience some turmoil? Now, it probably shouldn't be. But them folk that need Jesus just like you do, if they need Jesus just like you do, what makes you think they wouldn't hurt you? Come on, people. It's time to grow up. It's time to grow up. Stop looking for reasons to be disobedient and rebellious. Get somewhere and get settled. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. Not the church, not the pastor, not the preacher, not the bishop, not the not the apostle. My nephew on here, what's going on, nephew? The Bible says that God will deliver us out of them all. See, I started losing folk when I started saying, stop saying church, because that makes us feel better about being disobedient and rebellious in the church. Because we want to blame everybody else for our disobedience. And when he called her a dog, and she said, you can call me, she made up in her mind, you can call me what you want to, but you're going to give me what I asked for. Huh? My God, today I got to close, y'all. I know y'all tired of me already. She made up in her mind, You can call me what you want to, but I need a help. I need a move, and you're gonna, and I'm gonna stay here until I get it. You better make up in your mind that in this season, call me what you want, talk about me as much as you want to, and I'm gonna ask everybody to share this for me. Share this on your page, on your whatever. You can call me what you want to, but I'm going to leave out of here with what you promised. Huh? Oh my God, today, hallelujah! You better keep on pushing. You better keep on going, because failure cannot be an option. It cannot be an option. You're going to get focused on what everybody else said. My apostle, he put in there, excuses are for the uncommitted and for the undetermined. If you got excuses why you can't get what you want from God, you didn't really want it. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. If what somebody said to you deterred you from getting what you went for, you didn't really want it. You didn't really want it. I like it, Teresa. We in that flesh and need deliverance. Let me tell you something. If I go to a restaurant and somebody tell me that food nasty, then I leave about it based on what somebody else said. I didn't really want it. If you walk out of church and you don't get delivered, you don't get set free because of what somebody else said or did to you, you didn't want to be delivered. That's just the bottom line. I know you don't like that. And if you say, well, maybe they weren't strong enough, that means they didn't want it. They didn't want it. You wanted something easy. We want deliverance to be easy. We want to come to the altar, raise our hands, the pastor lay hands on me, and I'm just automatically delivered. No, you're going to have to take that thing home with you. Hallelujah. You're going to have to change your practices. You're going to have to implement some things in your life that will promote deliverance, like change your phone number, get off social media, close the doors, turn off the TV, hit your knees, open your Bible. Deliverance is not God at the altar. Deliverance is your everyday life. Hallelujah. How bad do you want it? She didn't come correct the first time. It's like the blind man. The blind man said, look here, son of David, have mercy upon me. I need it. And many of us, you in a position where you look, you don't get deterred by the problem. Keep moving. Samson said, give me back to my pig. Give me back to the pillar. Because I'm not going out like this. Mary at the wedding feast, bless you, Jesus. Mary at the wedding feast said, look here, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to do something. And whatever he tell you to do, do it. He told her, he said, ma'am, it's not my time. What do I have to do with thee? But Mary made up in her mind, you can say all you want to, but I know, hallelujah, but I know you can do it. And because I know you can do it, I won't settle for nothing else. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mary said, look here, I don't know what you're going to do. I don't even know how you're going to do it, but I know you can do it. And because I know you can do it, hallelujah, because I know you can do it, that's all I need to know. I don't have to know how you're going to do it. I don't have to calculate it. You don't have to go into conference with me and tell me, hey, I'm going to do it like this. But I know you can do it. If you've done it before, you can do it again. Hallelujah. Mary made up in her mind. Look here. You're going to do something. But Mary made up in her mind, I got you. You got to do something. We can't go out like this. Stop right here. See, the problem with crumbs is that they're not filling enough. And God never supplies half of anything. I don't hear nobody saying nothing. God never supplies half of anything. Whatever God does, he does it well. My God, today. But this is what she asked for. Here's another person on the outskirts of the city. And so many people are on the outskirts. And the reason why is because you don't get along with everybody. Stop trying to fit in. She made up in her mind, I got to have this. I got to get this. And I'm done. Hey, Quita. I'm done tonight. I want, once again, everybody who's on here, do me a favor and share this on your page, because somebody needs to know they don't have to settle for what you have right now. You don't have to settle for a crumb. You don't have to settle for just a piece of what God said. You can get the whole thing. You don't have to settle for being a side piece, or you don't have to settle for temporary work. You can get everything that God said you can have. Yes, it's going to cause persistence. Yes, it's going to require that you leave some people alone. Yes, it's going to require that you change your surroundings. Yes, it's going to require that you discipline yourself and put the knife to your throat. But how bad do you want it? How bad do you want what God said you can have? Don't settle for just a good feeling in church and a good shout and a good bump. But, Lord, I need you to manifest your power in my life, on the inside and the outside. I don't want to just settle for not doing things I used to do, going to places I used to go, or saying things I used to say. God, I need something I've never had before. I need an outpouring of your glory, spiritually and naturally, and I know you can do it. I know you can do it. Tonight, my encouragement tonight is that don't settle for what you have, but go after what he said. As I always say, sometimes you have to forget what you see and remember what he said. My name is Prophet Antoine Thomas. I love you, and remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low.
The thing said where the man of God has just blessed us so with everything that he preached on. Don't settle. Don't refuse to leave your kids where they at. Don't just give up. Don't just not ask God to just be your leader. Don't just, I can't even just words how he made me feel on tonight, but to just know that the man of God has poured out and poured into us everything that God put in his heart to speak to his people. There were so many good things said. I hope you took notes. I hope you grabbed a hold of what the man of God was saying, that he even touched on our motto for this program. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect Cecilia if she have anything to say and to open up the line so that anyone that's listening could have a chance to speak into the man of God's life on tonight. Apostle Elect, are the lines open?
The lines are open, and all I have to say is Rhema, 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 and it was delicious. I pray that you had your plate and your eating utensils and everything ready, because the meal was served, the table was set, and my goodness, the food was delicious. Thank you for the soul food on tonight, Prophet. And the lines are open.
Amen. Amen. If you all have anything to say, please, at this time, speak into the man of God's life and heart and let him know how he blessed you.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I hope you can hear me for the background noise. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser, and I want to say you hit the words on the head so hard. All I can say is thank you, and thank you. Because if the people today worry about who said, Tom said, Harry said, she said, you will be lost in the land of life forever. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. That was so powerful, so real, and so true. Thank you. Have a blessed one. And all I can say, when you open your mouth, whoo, your ears are burning, and the words are real.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words of encouragement. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the man of God's life tonight?
I'm Kathy Bomer, originally from Chicago, and I am currently transplanted in Philadelphia. And I just by chance got on Facebook tonight and saw the number, so I immediately ran to my phone. And this blessed me. I probably only got like your last 10 minutes, but in this last 10 minutes, you confirm some things God had been saying to me over and over again, starting with the word travail, that God had been speaking that to me for over a year. And just hearing you say it just confirmed that. And so, like, I don't have any doubts that you hear from God. You have spoken things into my life that I know is no way you would even know, you know, what's going on. And you even spoke a phrase that had been following me in my mind because I'm currently studying to take my NCLEX. And it just seemed like I've been spiritually attacked with this one task that, you know, every time I'm going through it, you know, trying to get there to be prepared for it, I would have setbacks. And my friends and I would say when I was in college, we would say the phrase, failure is not an option. So when you said it, that was that reminder that God reminded me, Kathy, you've come too far. Failure is not an option. It was a delight to hear you say it because I know that God was speaking to me through your words. So I appreciate you, whatever it takes to stand before God to, that he imparts into you, that you impart into us, and I'm grateful for that. And I've, as they say, and it's a wonderful thing because I've known you since you were a teenager to see how far you've come, but I want you to know that your word tonight blessed me.
Thank you so much, Kathy, for speaking into the man of God's life. I know he appreciates every word that you have just said to him, and I know that he is a man of confirmation because of the things he has spoken on tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to encourage the man of God to let him know that they didn't just happen to run across the page or Facebook, but it was an appointed time for an appointed word? Please speak now into the man of God's life. To give it back to the man of God to let him prayers out and also to let him make any final remarks that he have and give us any information on anything that he has coming up in the future. Prophet Antoine, it is now back in your hands.
Well, bless the Lord. I pray that the word bless whoever had a chance to hear whatever you had to hear. And amen, as I was saying earlier, it wasn't just to you, Will. It was for me as well, as God has lit a fire up under me to do some things and to get some things done. Amen. And so I'm really, really excited about what God has in store. You'll be hearing some things. We're going to kind of be moving in the realm of some moving around the country a bit to get some things done. Amen. In the form of revivals, as God has put up on our heart. So be looking out for that. I believe Atlanta is going to be our first spot, and then we'll then head to Chicago, and then after that, wherever the Lord will lead us. But, amen, we're definitely going to be on the move and to do some things that God has instructed us in, amen, to and just and ignited us to do, and I'm excited about that. But, Father, I pray tonight every word that was shared tonight, God, will resonate in our hearts and echo in our ears and the souls of your people, not only just tonight, Father, but tomorrow, next week, next month, even next year, Father. We won't settle for just a blessing, but, Father, that we will go after everything that you've promised us. Bless you, Jesus. Everything you've promised us, even the promises you gave our forefathers, for our children, for us, for our children's children, and we bless you and we honor you that you won't let us live in Egypt for the rest of our lives. We give you praise and we give you honor. Have your way in our lives, in everything that we say and everything that we do, every place that we go. You are our God. Hallelujah. We'll give you the glory. You just give us the victory. And we give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Prophet, I just want to tell you, bless me on tonight. I just thank you for reminding us of where the word says, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I would like to thank everybody again for tuning in on this Monday night, not because you had to, but because you chose to. I would like to let you know we will be back next Monday, which will be the first Monday, and our guest speaker on that night will be Dr. Prophetess Serena Wright. Now, don't forget, we have Friday night, our own Elder Kathy Kendall, with God Still Heals at 9 Central Time, 10 Eastern Time. Every Sunday at 8:30 a.m., we have Apostle Alexia Kaiser along with Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk, because they coming to you letting you know that God said that you can talk to him We also would like to remind you that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, which you heard several times tonight. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Don't forget, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. And also to know, the man of God said, don't, children, and don't settle for just the healing. Depend on God for everything that was promised to you or that you asked him for. So on that last note right there, we're going to say be blessed and good night.